Aloha.
Hello and welcome to that. From the BallerLifestyle.com, it's a Baller Life Style podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 488. Appreciate your patronage. If you would like to call us, you may. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. Love to do. Almost been thinking about breaking it up into different shows. So we could do, we break it up and have like three a week where we do, we have one, just the like sports show. This is just, look, this is, I shouldn't be doing this contemporaneously, but then we do the, then we do another show that's just the calls and emails, and then another show, not sports. I don't, would you guys like that? Like three 30 minute shows instead of one 130 minute show? I don't know. We could talk about it. So call us 949-464-TBLS. Here's another thing. You can email us mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. That's the email address. Love to get your emails. Also, please consider subscribing for $5 a month to the bonus content we do here. That's where you get the all the bonus topics we do every week. You get the bonus bri, solo show that I do, and then you get the repost of the stereo after show that that I do every Friday night with the with our dear friend of the show, Dolomite D. That's it. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I took my son to the Messi at Red Bulls game because one of the perks of having like a Red Bulls youth players, we got access to this.
Oh, that's cool.
To this game, yeah. And like the scalper prices were insane, yeah. And we got tickets for like $19.
Oh, nice. Like that. Yeah.
But it was like, it was an event and it's crazy. And he stayed, there's a W in Hoboken and he stayed there. Uh-huh. And they're like, they had state troopers blocking off blocks. Like this dude,
yeah,
is so famous.
He is.
Like in a way that I, you know, I'm not really in that world. I mean, I know soccer a little.
You're pretty well versed.
But it's crazy. And then watching the game, This is the greatest landing spot for a guy towards the end of his career, because yeah, he's one of the greatest, but like he barely moved out there and he scored a goal.
Yeah,
he didn't do much.
Yeah,
but he knows to get in the right space.
Yeah,
and this is kind of, I don't know if it's like, this is like Major League Baseball All-Star going against rookie ball. Like it's, MLS is nothing for a guy like Messi.
No, that's, yeah, I've heard as much that he's still really good. So it's like easy for him in the league. And then I heard one of the reasons besides, you know, like all the perks, which he could have gotten anywhere in the world. Part of the reason he wanted to come here and play in the MLS is that he's actually not so well known in this country, and that it's a little, he could be a little
more money to be made.
Right. And so he's a little more anonymous, as much as he's so popular still everywhere he goes. It's not as bad here as it is in other places in the world. So he kind of gets to dominate and be a little bit more private.
And it's crazy because since he got there, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago or a month ago, he's been playing a ton of minutes. And so the coach was like, I got to start resting him. And then people were going ballistic because they spent tons of money and he didn't start the game.
Yeah.
And his teammates, I guess you just have to roll with it. But like the game was going on and there are things going on and there's just deafening, we want Messi chants for like an hour. Yeah. And then finally he goes on
and within
a few minutes he scores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking to have that level of fame.
It's crazy.
He's a married man, I believe.
Yeah, he is.
But But
it's tough.
Man, that level, he's probably got a lot of options.
Who were we talking about recently? Was it Neymar? That was that had an understanding that they're like,
there's rules.
Yeah.
Like the pretty woman rules. No kissing on the mouth.
Right. Wear a condom.
Wrap that bat.
Yeah.
Put a rascal on your wrapper on your rascal.
Don't embarrass me. Now, I do. What's up with those Inter Milan or no Inter Miami, Miami FC?
The pink kids.
Jerseys. Yeah, buddy. I mean, that could have been a rule he made to, like, you know, masculinize the Miami gear before he came over. Also, I saw, and you probably saw this, he has like a bodyguard that walks the sideline so that he's...
Oh, just like an invader, like somebody jumping over?
Yes. Yeah. He's got a bodyguard that is like his guy that just like kind of bird dogs him as he moves around the field. He's always, whatever the side of the field he's on, his bodyguard is like near the sideline, to nearest the sideline wherever, you know, wherever Messi is, which is fucking pretty badass.
It is badass. Yeah. Like Hoboken, there are big celebrities that those film movie segments, because it's right across the river from Manhattan, so you get that backdrop.
There's
little film stuff in Hoboken, a few movies a year, and you won't see the level of detail for Samuel Jackson or, I don't know, Uma Thurman, Spike Lee. Like, there'll be random people here.
Yeah.
Blake Lively just did a movie here. Mm. And you see state troopers blocking off like four blocks of Hoboken because he's staying at a hotel there. It's crazy.
That's crazy. No, that is crazy. That's that kind of international fame. I sent this to you earlier today, but it didn't make it onto the rundown, but I thought it would be fun to discuss. Oh my God. Live worm found in Australian woman's brain in world first discovery.
Jeez.
Woman complained of, maybe this is what I have. You know how I'm always talking about how I have CTE. Maybe there is a parasite, an 8-inch worm living in my brain. Cause this woman has what I have. This woman complained of forgetfulness and depression before doctors pulled out an eight centimeters. No one knows how, no one can do that comparison, right? It's, that's like half an inch.
Centimeters is what that's like an inch. I don't know.
I don't either. A round worm normally found in pythons. Ed,
what?
Was she fucking a python? Was she fucking a reptile?
Oh, no. Well, they have a kind of a phallic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they like to go in caves. You know, they like, they're spelunkers.
Oh, it's like pi. 8 centimeters is 3.14 inches.
Shut the fuck up. Really? That's a weird coincidence.
Google.
This went down in Australia. Did I tell you about the snake? Did we talk here about that big rattlesnake that I saw?
You've talked about way too many snakes over the years that all terrify me.
There was,
but rattlesnakes, they'll just kill you.
I mean, I don't think so. I think they could. They could really like give you like a bad time. I don't think dies.
Did Carrie Elways get the...
Yes.
Rattler.
Oh, remember the picture of that?
It was not good.
Yeah, he was tending his garden. See, that's when they'll get you, is if you surprise it. So if you step on it.
Do you do that move? Like when I was
shuffle?
A kid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I had to go to the basement, I'd be like, all right, and here I come. Like just making sure.
You have to do that if you have a basement.
When you go into your garden, do you just like, hey, just announcing any snakes, here I come.
Yes, that's actually a good idea because there's so much murdering happening in basements. Johnny Sack should have done that one because he went in the basement that one time and he found Ginny Sack loading up on Reese's peanut butter cups and shit.
And they built the tension in that scene, right?
They did.
And then you just see Ginny.
Yeah.
She just couldn't help herself.
He just discovered her really going to town on Now and Laters and shit. It was a fairly regular day on the ward for Canberra Hospital infectious diseases physician Dr. Sanjaya Senanyake. Now, see, this is, I would feel very comfortable with this person as my doctor, as my neurosurgeon.
Yes.
I'm just, You know, like Ted is, Stevens. You know, I'm a little worried.
Louis C.K. talked about that's a good kind of racism.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Until a neurosurgeon colleague called him and said, "Oh my God, you wouldn't believe what I just found in this lady's brain. It's alive and wriggling." This is so exciting. The neurosurgeon, Dr. Hari Priyabandi, another good one, had pulled an 8-centimeter-long parasitic roundworm from her patient, prompting her to call on Senanyaki and other hospital colleagues for advice about what to do next. Well, what advice is there? You pull it out. What you probably don't want to do, it's like a tick, though, Ed. You want it to back itself out.
Right.
Because it... Maybe
what are you supposed to do? Drop a lit match in the woman's brain? Like, how do you get it to back out?
Remember that one time? I mean, it was years ago, but I know we talked about it here. That one time that I was stoned and some type of a moth or something flew into my ear.
But you know what this story I remember?
Yeah.
This is the story that revealed that you shower at night, not in the morning.
Oh, is it? Is that that That's was the moment?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like I was hiding that detail of my life. But yes, I had just showered. That's right. We were staying with friends.
And you're pouring olive oil. Yeah. And I was like, so you showered again? You're like, no, I showered at night.
This is my ear canal. You don't need a whole another shower for that.
No, you shower always. I pour oil into your ear.
Well, it worked.
You the Tin Man? You don't put oil into your body and then just leave it.
just in my, I probably like dabbed it with a Q-tip. I'm sure it was fine. A thing flew in my ear and then I could hear it buzzing in there. Like I tried to tell myself that it wasn't happening because I was high and I was like, nah, that's nothing. And then it was like, I could feel its wings flapping in my ear hole. So then I lay on my side and somebody poured olive oil in my ear and then until it stopped flapping. And then when I stood up though, and the oil ran out, the bug carcass came out with the oil, so I was good. Do you think that they had a similar... Well, let's read. The patient, a 64-year-old woman from southeastern New South Wales, was first admitted to her local hospital in late January 2021. Ed, that's 2.5 years ago. After suffering 3 weeks... Oh my God, of abdominal pain. And
it was probably making her do crazy things. Like, you know how Ratatouille like was tugging on the hair and making it like it was probably poking parts of her brain. And then she would just say stuff.
Yeah. Like, she'd like say the N word at the grocery store and people would be like, what is wrong with this lady? And she's like, I don't even know.
And elbow some kid in the head. And she's like, no, I'm not doing this. This isn't me. Yeah.
Or maybe she walked the halls of Harvard and then walked into a classroom and solved an unsolvable mathematic equation because she had a worm in her brain.
Right. And then she said, how do you like them apples?
Yes. She'd read a lot of books. Now I'm reading here, and this is news to me because the sentence is, in late January 2021, after suffering 3 weeks of abdominal pain and then there's a bodily process that starts with a D right there goes with abdominal pain. But this is, you know, this is from a British newspaper. I didn't know they had a different spelling for the D word than we do.
Oh, yeah. They switched the A and the E, right?
There's an O in it. Yeah, they threw it. Right. They just drop a fucking O right in the middle of that word. Followed by a constant dry cough, fever, and night sweats. By 2022, her symptoms also included forgetfulness and depression, prompting a referral to Canberra Hospital. An MRI scan revealed abnormalities requiring surgery. Now they do that. You know how they can do, you don't feel anything in your brain, so they can do the surgery while you're awake.
They have to do the surgery while you're awake though, for some reason.
Yeah. And people will be, and then they're like, do something that you can do so we know everything's functioning. Okay. And then so a dude will just like be playing the guitar and just be sitting there like strumming.
Right.
You know, hopefully nothing by Steve Miller or anything, but like something, you know.
If they played Abracadabra, you're allowed to jam scissors right into that brain.
Yeah, right up the nose. But the neurosurgeons certainly didn't go in there thinking they would find a wriggling worm. Neurosurgeons regularly deal with infections in the brain, but this is a once-in-a-career finding. No one was expecting to find that. The surprising discovery prompted a team at the hospital to quickly come together to uncover what kind of roundworm it was. Jeez. And more importantly, decide on any further treatment the patient might require. There's a picture of it here, and it's all... I mean, it looks kind of like one of the ones that comes up after it rains on the sidewalk. It's about like that. Canberra is a small place, so we sent the worm, which was still alive. Disgusting. How do you even know that, though? How do you know?
Well, if it's moving.
If it's moving, I guess. Yeah, okay, fair. Who was very experienced with parasites. He just looked at it and said, oh my God, goodness, this is Ophidiscaris robertsi. Wow. What an expert.
Wait, he just said that off the top of his head?
That's what they're saying. Ophidiscaris robertsi is a round worm usually found in pythons.
Didn't that win the Oscar, robertsi? And they're like...
Oh, is that the one where he... Like the comedy? The
Holocaust comedy?
Yeah, it's at Auschwitz, but it's hilarious.
Jerry Lewis Nazi clown movie. Yeah.
It's a different time. The patient resides near a lake area inhabited by carpet pythons. Despite no direct snake contact, she often collected native grasses, including warrigal greens from around the lake used in cooking. So she fucking threw this shit in a salad, Ed.
This seems like she's just trying to get us off the scent that she fucked a snake.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm thinking she fucked a snake.
She's just picking up grass to go make soup for a family?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, she's in Australia, but they got grocery stores and shit there. You're not just cutting some fucking Bermuda and pretending it's a salad. Like, right. No.
It's a pretty shitty salad.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some dandelions.
Well, it seems like she's fine, Ed.
And I was just thinking about that erroneous O in the spelling of the D word.
Yes.
Then I thought about, you've heard Australians say the word no. It's like nine syllables. No.
I've actually heard that.
I know you've heard it.
Much more often than most people probably have heard it. So many times. Okay, so we wanted to catch up on that, but now let's look. We got something more important to talk about. And of course, we need to talk about who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, do us a favor. Tell us who died.
Well, we lost former Major League manager, coach, and catcher Pat Corrales, 82 years old. He managed the Rangers, Cleveland, the Phillies, before a long stint on the Braves coaching staff under Bobby Cox.
Yep.
So I think that's where he was maybe the pitching coach or something for those great Braves.
Yes. Yes.
90s teams.
I feel like because the pitching coach was, he was that one guy that was like the.
Oh, was that Leo Mazzoni?
Mazzoni, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but I feel like we've heard this, or maybe just from old baseball cards.
Yeah.
But then the Dodgers announced it, so he must have had something to do with it.
Yeah, he was a catcher. But sometimes catchers do become pitching coaches. But he was one of those guys. It was just a baseball ass guy.
Managers.
That's true. That is true. Lots of catchers become managers. R.I.P. Pat Corrales.
But that was just crowbarred into it. But we did have a major death.
That's true.
From somebody that I could have sworn had already died.
Well, but yeah, yeah.
Bob Barker, 99 years old.
Yeah.
Everyone who had a sick day in America, watch Bob Barker.
That's true.
On your day off.
Yeah. He loved to fuck. He loved to tell your... He had this that skinny-ass microphone.
Yeah, he did. He did some harassing.
Yeah, he did some sexual harassing back in the day.
He loved promoting spaying and neutering.
Spay and neuter your pets. He would sign off with that.
Had a scene stealing moment in
Happy Gilmore. It is one does wonder though, Ed, as we're sitting here discussing the great Bob Barker. I mean, he was on TV for a long ass time. He died at 99 years old. He had to be pretty fucking rich.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Ed, care to wager a guess without going over?
Without price, that's true.
Price is Right without rules.
Going over.
Yep.
I'm going to say that Drew Carey has made more in the 10 years he's been doing. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Than Barker did in the 50 years he did it or whatever it is.
Yeah. 35 years from 1972 to 2007.
Okay, I'm going to say, and then really, you know, aside from Happy Gilmore, like, I don't think he did a whole lot of work in beyond that.
No. They had to, he had to get that executive producer credit after a while, though. He had a piece, you know?
I'm going to say 50.
50.
Say 50.
That's
but
a good.
I bet Drew Carey makes 50 in a few years at
I think you're probably right. Bob Barker, the legendary television personality, primarily gained fame as the host of The Price is Right. His 35-year stint on the show from 1972 to 2007 made him a household name. Also, he fucked a lot. Understandably, many are curious. Celebrity Net Worth says $70 million.
Whoa.
$70 million. I mean, that's a good chunk. And again,
I mean, he didn't have to work that much. It's not like Trebek also filmed a bunch in a short period of time, but he had to be like on his toes, you know, quick and stuff. Yep. You're just dealing with I enjoy the show.
It's a great show.
But you're dealing with morons screaming prices.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you don't have to think so quick.
Well, I will. Yes, I agree. I will say this because Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, I think they shoot a week's worth a day. So when they're in season, you know, they shoot the whole year's worth of shows, I believe in a couple of months, like 10 weeks or something. Now, this Bob Barker, he had to deal with them moving around all those set pieces that were on wheels all the time. And I bet you there was a lot of starting and stopping with that, where there was just like, hold on, the mountain climber guy is stuck again, you know,
the fucking Plinko thing.
Yes. Yeah. So he probably had to deal with that, but yeah, it's a fucking easy, you get why Drew Carey does it. Like he doesn't have,
he doesn't have to go
on the road.
You get why Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Yes.
Like was like, yeah, instead of having to interview people on the morning show.
Yeah.
How about I do Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. So easy. Earnings in comparison to Drew Carey. You're dead on here, Ed. The entertainment sphere is indeed a gold mine. Blah, blah, blah. Drew Carey, who took up the mantle from Bob Barker on The Price is Right in 2007, reportedly earns $15 million annually. Surprisingly higher than Barker's final salary. Well, not really. We're in 2023.
Surprising.
Yeah. 2007 was 15 years ago. Like he's upped it. You know, like there's inflation, not for everybody, but for our man, Drew Carey, there is. Ed, who else died?
Reggie Chaney, former Houston and Arkansas basketball player, 23 years old. Like he just played in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, wow. Very sad. Do we know what took him?
He was a six man kind of
guy. Uh-huh.
Don't know the cause. John Warnock, Adobe co-founder and inventor of the PDF, 82 years old.
Oh, I bet he had a couple of shekels. I won't do the whole song again, but I imagine old John Warnock had a couple of bucks in the bank. He invented the fucking PDF?
Yeah.
I will say, though, I mean, fuck Adobe, because you still got to be, you got to still got to pay for the upgrade to be able to type on it.
I just looked it up. You want to guess his net worth?
Yeah. I'm going to say John Warnock, estimated net worth $289 million.
Close.
Yeah.
Just add another close to 50, 327.
Wow. Well, I mean, look, it seems pretty simple.
How many Adobe updates?
Right. Oh, fuck. Well, look, it's been a long time since I've had to fuck with any kind of Mac or non-Mac device. Right. So it's, I know that every time.
Working in an office with those, you are always getting the Adobe update.
Well, yeah, if you have a Windows-based computer, first of all, when you push the power switch, that then you go get a cup of coffee, you call your mother, have a long conversation with her, you're like, hey, I'm trying to be more fit, let's do like 100 burpees right now. And then you come back to your computer and it's just finally booted up once you've done all that. And then as soon as it is, it goes, 87 different softwares need to
update. Warnock needs to get paid now.
Yes. Yeah, we're fucking updating over here.
Anyone listening to this has put money in Warnock's pocket.
That's crazy.
R.I.P.
That's
82.
Absolutely true.
R.I.P. David Jacobs, Dallas and Knott's Landing creator, 84 years old.
Oh, I bet he look, I'm assuming he was problematic.
Like, yeah, and also I am assuming he hated Aaron Spelling's guts.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. They're probably in a big feud.
Rivals. But like nighttime soaps.
Yeah, you know, like Victoria Principal was getting her ass patted when she walked by. Like Charlene Tilton, he definitely remarked on Charlene Tilton's jugs more than once. What's her name? Who was Nicolette Sheridan? She was on Knott's Landing when she was like 19. There's probably a few other people that wanted that job. That's all I'll say.
Wow. Yeah. I got a little, get a little greedy for the net worth. Yeah. His was like sad. Oh. Spelling had all kinds of money.
Oh, yeah.
This is saying at the time of his death, his net worth was between 1 and 5 million.
Oh, what a bummer. Well, I mean, look, there could have been some divorces. Maybe he liked to play the ponies.
Multiple divorces.
Yeah, because those shows were on a long ass time ago. You know, what have you done for me lately?
R.I.P. Terry Funk, hardcore wrestling legend, 79 years old. What hardcore? Like, is this like, first I'm an opinion, then I'm gonna be cocky. Like, what is hardcore wrestling?
Well, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say, I've watched a documentary on Terry Funk. Terry Funk's the one, he's kind of got like a perm, right? He's got like a Fu Manchu mustache.
I'm looking him up.
And he's got, or a goatee, and he's got kind of like a curly perm. And I watched a whole documentary on like his farewell tour. And he's from Texas. And
he's from Indiana.
Oh, he's from Indiana. Well, he lived in Texas. And then he was doing his last ever match in like San Antonio or something. Might have been, he might have had Ric Flair involved. I don't know. I know who this guy was. I assume he was hardcore because he'd do like, he'd razor blade his forehead and shit. But doesn't everybody do that?
Oh, I don't know.
And now I got to Google to make sure I'm thinking of the right guy. Because I watched one about Ted DiBiase. I watch the Von Erichs. I've seen, and I don't even like wrestling. Yeah, this is the guy. Yep.
I listened to a Behind the Bastards podcast where they went into Vince McMahon and they did a long segment on the Von Erichs. That was a fucked up dad and family.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, the dad was a wrestler, right? And then he got the sons into it.
Yeah, but the dad did his best to make sure all their sons were dead early.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one.
He's like, all right, we're gonna ruin your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, R.I.P. Terry Funk. And didn't he have brothers, like the Funk brothers? I don't know.
Yeah, I just looked. And like it said, people also search for, and there's other Funks.
Dory Funk. That's isn't his real name, Terry Funk. Terrence Funk. It is.
There's a golfer, right? Fred Funk.
Fred Funk. That's right.
Funk is a name,
I guess.
Well, this is a name that I've never heard of. Hersha Paradis, teacher on Little House on the Prairie, 78 years old.
I remember thinking the blind one, Mary. She was pretty attractive.
Yeah. No, yeah. This was Michelle Neuer. Like she was like when they were, the kids were younger, they all just sat in the same classroom.
Yes.
Like, I guess there was no lectures. You just sort of like, hey, you read this book, you read that book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like a one room class. You know, somebody was,
you're going to get a real bullshit education if you're an older kid.
Oh, I remember this lady. Yes, I know her. Yeah, she had this parted down the middle hairstyle.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, she was a teacher. Little how, I mean, Ed, how
I hated that show.
How starved were we for entertainment? You
awful.
Know?
My sister, so like, you know, back in the, this makes me sound like I'm fucking 800, but we had one TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, in the early years of my childhood, and my sister, like, got her say on certain more occasions than I got my say.
Of course.
And that fucking show would be on, and it was bullshit.
It was bullshit. It was.
Michael Landon, he's a frontiersman. He's got a fucking perm. He's crying all the time.
Yeah, he's got a perm and a fucking spray tan, and he's supposed to be out there working the fields. And also, and his best friend.
Episode.
Yeah, he's crying all the time. He's teaching life lessons to his kids. Meanwhile, his best buddy was playing defensive tackle for the Rams before. You know, somebody was pointing out that I'm obsessed with Mormonism, and I'm not, but I happen to know that Michael Landon and Merlin Olsen were both Mormons.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So that's the connection there.
Somebody who's called a WWE superstar named Bray Wyatt, 36 years old, died.
Okay.
So we're now just giving out horse names, horse noises for wrestling names.
Also, I would say with that last name, Wyatt.
He'll be remembered by his tag team partner, Winnie Scott.
I would say that he's a first name hoarder. But his first name is not even a first name. His last name is a first name.
It's a sound horses do. It's
Bray. That's not even his name, Wyndham.
His brother's name is Moo. And his sister's name is Cluck.
Suey. Oink, oink. I was embarrassed to say when I saw this and I read his full name, I realized he was like a wrestling legacy, because I remember his name's Wyndham Lawrence Rotunda, and I remember there was a Barry Wyndham and a Mike Rotunda back in the day, and it turns out he's related to both of those people.
Look how we're very wrestling heavy this show.
We are.
But also, he's called a superstar, like... Yeah. This is the first I've heard of him. RIP, of course.
I mean, had I not known that heart attack at age 36, huh?
That's a very wrestling
thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, had the story not said 36, I mean, you could have... It would have taken me a long time to get to that age, if I had to guess. That's all I'm saying. He looked a little older than that. I think he's very popular, though.
RIP... Tony Roberts, the longtime Notre Dame announcer, 94 years old.
He was doing the games before Don Crickey took over, right? Is Don Crickey still doing them? No, they got Mike Tirico now, boring everybody to death.
You know who is? So I love college football, and I was starved for this is week zero. Like the real games start this coming Saturday.
Yeah, but I don't know if there were games, it can't be week zero.
Well, week zero, because only Notre Dame played Navy and like two other bullshit games happened. Yeah. So they're like, well, this isn't week one because nobody else played. Right. But I was starved. And so I tuned in and I had forgotten, because like Notre Dame is pretty irrelevant. Like they win their games against fucking, you know, Chair Force and stuff.
But they're they're like the Raiders and to some extent the Knicks. Where their fans of their team, those teams are always like, everyone's just so jealous of our success. That's the problem. No, everybody, they see this Raiders.
That's not the Knicks fans I know. I can tell you, the Knicks fans are beaten.
Well, it's like, the mecca of basketball, all that. But
It is the Mecca.
Yeah. Mostly the Raiders.
MSG.
Yeah. Mostly the Raiders are like, everyone's jealous of us. And yeah, look, you haven't been good since I was 8 years old. Like, it's not. And it's same with Notre Dame. They're like the greatest team in college football that's literally never been good.
1988 was their last champion.
1988.
And then one time they had a like kind of easy-ish season, and they got to the college football championship and they played Alabama.
Yeah.
And that was the most money I ever bet on a sporting event.
Yes, yes.
It was like, bet the house on Bama. Yeah. They've got like 22 NFL players here. Yeah. And the other one pretended he had a dead girlfriend that didn't exist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're a public team. They got a big TV contract. So they, you know, if they're 10-1, whatever, and their one loss is to somebody Michigan or something, then they're going to get pushed in there to the end where the good teams play, and they're going to get the shit kicked out of them like they always do.
It's good for gamblers. You can know that they're going to get smoked at the end of the year.
Fuck Notre Dame. Fuck Catholicism. The Pope. Fuck all that shit. Fuck Touchdown Jesus.
Fuck the Nazi Pope that tried to pretend didn't exist.
Fuck the progressive Argentinian Pope that makes it seem like you'd smoke a joint with you. Like, just fuck them all. Fuck all of them. And fuck Notre Dame. And fuck the little Irishman. And fuck Play Like a Champion today. And fuck all that.
Play Like Your Dead Girlfriend. Your fake girlfriend died today.
Yes.
Lene Kukua.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was starved for a little football. I tuned in and I had forgotten because like I just don't watch many Notre Dame games because they're not really relevant.
No.
NBC is like Pravda. Yeah, they talk about Notre Dame it's a real thing. Like, oh, the mighty Notre Dame. And they beat Navy, who had like a crappy year for Navy last year. Like,
yeah.
And they're making it seem like this is some Herculean feat. The people of Dublin love their Fighting Irish. Yeah. No, those are all Americans in Dublin for the game. Exactly. This is not,
of course,
not like the real Irish people are like, hey, let me stop watching soccer this weekend because I want to watch Notre Dame.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, before I forget, fuck Rudy. Rudy Rudiger.
Oh,
fuck him.
Rudy mail fraud.
Yes.
Rudiger.
What a piece of shit. He's still out. You know, he's still out there doing motivational speeches, Ed. Fuck anybody that goes to a Rudy Rudiger motivational speech.
Who's getting, what is he motivating? This is how you try to rip people off and then get caught.
100%. Yeah, exactly. Well, that would be a good speech.
It would be entertaining. Yes. It wouldn't be motivating. Yeah. By the way, I got the Orioles game in the background, and they've got a very cool fan. I've seen her pop up at games.
Oh,
but
Morgana?
Joan Jett.
Oh, yes, Joan Jett.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
She's definitely cool.
Yeah.
But because she tied herself to a look, she's still got jet black hair. And, like, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, she's...
Like, when do you say... Because she still performs, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure she's still, you know... She'll hit the old.
I actually
tunes, Terry Bomb.
I actually saw her open up for Social Distortion a couple years ago,
and she's cool.
She's cool, but she looks pretty old, and she's not that old.
I know, but she's lived.
Yeah,
she's lived. But but the jet black, it's just not matching her.
Yep.
And I don't know how you reconcile that, but. Sucks to be a woman, I guess. That's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
R.I.P. Arlene Sorkin, Days of Our Lives actor and the voice and inspiration for the character Harley Quinn, 67 years old.
Like in the cartoon.
I guess, but then I read like that she is an actress, like inspired the character. I don't know.
No, it's too much. Look,
Joker's girlfriend. Yeah, like
we're inundated with this fucking comic book stuff these days. There was a time that comics existed and nerds were into them and it was their thing. And now
I was kind of behind like Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of an event, like it's its own thing.
Yeah.
Now everything is a superhero.
Yeah, it's
there's no downtime with superheroes. Yeah,
you can't get away from it. It's just getting shoved up your ass every second of the day, and I don't want to see it. I'm not into it.
And no, not at all. Yeah. Finally, R.I.P. Alexander Paul, Olympic figure skater, 31 years old. Fair.
Why couldn't it have been Antonio Apollo Ono? You know, that's look, I'll say it. I'll say what everybody's thinking. Why couldn't it have been Antonio Apollo Ono instead of this woman, Alexandra Paul? Also,
a beautiful young woman. And here's an upset.
Taken before
she married. She married her figure skating partner.
Yeah. Well, you see,
wouldn't have guessed looking at their getups.
Yeah.
You see, wanted to marry her.
You see him out there ice dancing, and the guy has his fingers inside the woman's rectal cavity when he's skating around.
Right. You assume that's because he finds that icky, that you're not you don't think it's as bad of a situation.
There's only two, because gay guys, they got their girlfriends, and they'll just be like, oh, let's see those titties, honey. And they'll just like grab them and start shaking them around and be like, oh, you still got that inverted nipple, and those get them out.
Perfect.
Oh, let me flick those. Ding, 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 ding. You know, and it's like, hey, it's no big deal. Because, you know, they're not inclined to like that kind of thing. So
right.
If you're going to ice dance with somebody and he's going to be digitally penetrating you through a large portion of the performance, he either needs to be intimately acquainted with you or be a homosexual man. So there's right. only two.
But awful situation. 31, yeah. Young mother, he was in the car.
Oh, geez, Ed.
Yeah,
trying to bring everybody down here. It's very sad.
Very sad.
Not an update on who's alive. And I got one more for you.
Okay.
Household name, Samuel Wurzelbacher, 49. Pancreatic cancer. Also known.
I don't know a Samuel Wurzelbacher.
Well, I know. I know. Also known as Joe the Plumber. Remember old Joe the Plumber?
Yeah, I remember. He was that reductive character where they're like, hey, let's pretend this working class man represents everyone in America that we're thumbing our noses at.
Didn't he run for office?
I believe so.
I believe he was elected at some point. And now, but
did he run as Joe the Plumber? Did he have to like reveal that my name is really Sam Wurzelbacher?
Yeah, did he have to legally change his name to like Joe the Plumber?
Name is the...
Yes, to be elected, because nobody's ever heard of Samuel Wurzelbacher.
Never. Young man.
49, which is weird. And look, we were just talking about Ken Bone the other day, and I was like, I don't even remember knowing about Joe the Plumber, but it turns out this is when Obama won, was campaigning, and, you know, this guy's gotten, you know, he was door knocking. And Samuel Wurzelbacher was in his yard. I don't know how they came up with Joe the Plumber.
The campaign where he went against McCain.
Yeah.
And at one of McCain's speeches.
Yeah.
This was used as a line that like McCain is. It was the greatest.
No, it was. No, hold on. Before he said it wasn't a speech. It was like one of those CNN town halls. It was on TV.
And somebody's like, Obama's a Muslim. And he goes, no, he's not a Muslim. He's a fine man. Yeah, no. It's like, what? Yeah,
he's like, he's a good person.
I happen to know he's a nice man or something. And you're like, well, what? He didn't. Nobody said he's a bad man. And somebody was saying he's a Muslim. So are you saying that all Muslims are bad? Yeah. What?
Yes, I remember that vividly. Okay, let's do RIP Joe the Plumber, obviously 49 years old. Let's talk about some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
So Spanish Football Federation president Luis Rubiales was forced to quit after he congratulated player Jenny Hermoso for winning the World Cup by grabbing her head and kissing her on the mouth. Well, so there's been some blowback from someone in his camp now. Oh. His mother is now going on a hunger strike to protest her boy's treatment.
Well, no.
You should see, like, I've seen the video or in the still shot. He's gripping the back of her head.
I'm looking at it right now.
And right after that, and she's like, hey, that wasn't consensual. He's like, yes, it was. We were just having fun. It's like, nah.
He's pulled her in tightly. Good. Yeah. And
And then they find out, like, he was siphoning money for sex parties. Like, he's a deviant.
Well, yes. Yes. But is this against the rules in Spain? Like, they have different rules over there, Ed.
It's a loving society, but this woman was not a big fan of it, and she said as much, and...
Didn't the whole team, like, refuse to show up to the ceremony?
Yeah, they won the World Cup, and they're like, we're not celebrating this thing until this bozo is gone.
Well, I am reminded here and I can't believe I forgot to bring it up. And the reason I forgot to bring it up is because I immediately forgot about it. And I'm reminded of my great joy at the defeat of the women's national, U.S. women's national team. Not because I care or know about their politics, because I don't. But I do care that they win it every time. And I always root against our teams if they're too dominant. So I always root against the Dream Team. I always root against the United States in every Olympics, and I root against us in the World Cup only when we're favored to win it. So I was happy about that.
You got your wish.
Yes.
Staying with the sport, soccer player Harry Kane got a new endorsement deal with Skechers.
Yeah.
The England captain then got blisters on both feet after wearing his shoes in his debut for Bayern Munich.
Well, speaking of the World Cup, this guy, he wasn't wearing Skechers that time that he had that penalty kick in the World Cup and he kicked it over the goal. He was wearing real cleats at that point, right?
He's such a jerk off.
Oh, you're not a Harry Kane guy?
I hate Harry Kane.
You do?
The worst. He's the worst.
He's got a long nose.
He just left Tottenham. He just left Hotspur. Yeah, awful. Awful. Yeah. Like, everything about them is awful, especially him. But he's one of these guys that, like, because he's the England captain, he like gets all the calls. Like, he's just an annoying guy you don't
want. Yeah. I'm not a fan. I will be honest though. I do like that he's wearing Skechers. My guy Clayton Kershaw wears Skechers.
Oh, no. Skechers are bad.
There's a few golfers that wear Skechers. I mean,
Skechers are bad.
This is some pure dad shit that these guys. Yeah. You know how much money you have to get to wear Skechers in a professional sport?
Remember when, like, Joe Montana was their, like, key athlete for like 10 years?
Yes.
And he's looking, like, all, you know, grandfatherly.
Oh, yeah. Now they got Howie Long, and he does the ones where they're, like, they're slip-ons, but you don't have to reach down and put your finger in the back of them. They have a built-in shoehorn. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, Howie Long endorses those where it's just like ready to go. Like, you just step right into the shoe and it's on there.
Do you remember in the late 90s, they really were trying to sell Howie Long as a movie star?
Yeah. Yeah. Broken Arrow.
Yeah. Broken Arrow. Yeah. He had another, like, more starring role. He's more than.
Yeah.
I just remember they were really
he was like a smoke jumper. Yeah, he was like a firefighter. Yeah, I remember that. Here's who they sponsored. This only says golf and football, and I happen to know they sponsor Clayton Kershaw. So golf, a bunch of ladies players, and then also Matt Fitzpatrick, who's like a top player, Billy Andrade, and Matt Kuchar, who's the guy that refused to tip his caddy on the grounds that his caddy was Mexican.
Wow.
Because he won a tournament in Mexico and his caddy couldn't be there. So he had a sub caddy, and it's customary if you win to tip your caddy 10% of your purse. But since it was a fill in caddy, he announced that he didn't need to tip and didn't give him any money.
Whoa. I know. Well, what a piece Kershaw of probably, shit. Kershaw yeah. probably supports them because they don't support gay marriage or something.
they love the Lord like he does. He was a New Balance guy, and then they stopped making the cleat that he wore, and so he switched to Skechers. I can't believe he's not on their Wikipedia. He'd be there. He and Harry Kane would be their two biggest athletes.
With that long nose.
Oh, they do. He's got a very long nose.
Kane looks like the cold miser from the Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yes, he does. Absolutely. Oh, they support a former MotoGP champion, Valentino Rossi. So they make racing boots. Look, let's get up. Oh my God, Ed, no, there's a whole bunch. Hold on. Okay, well, TV personalities, Martha Stewart, Brooke Burke, who can get it. Amanda Kloots, she's the one who's her, remember her husband died of COVID. He was like the first like non 97 year old person to die of COVID. And he was like a
Broadway.
Yes. He was a Broadway guy.
Yeah, and the first, like he was getting he was on a ventilator forever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's when they just didn't know what to do with people. And so then, but then this chick has gotten it's the best thing that ever happened to her is her husband dying. She's like host shows now. She's got deals with Skechers. Baseball player Clayton Kershaw, boxer Sugar Ray Leonard, footballers, you'll know these guys, Jamie Redknapp and Michael Ballack. American football players, Tony Romo, Howie Long, and the great, let's leave the H out, Chris Carter.
These are all guys wearing their Skechers as they sit behind a desk.
Yeah.
But you're talking about their current players.
Hold on. There's more.
All of them. Okay.
Hold on. Performance has featured distance runners, Meb Kalevgizi.
Oh, the Meb Kalevgizi?
Well, you don't know any other distance. You're going to bust out Joan Benoit right now? You don't know any distance runners.
Alberto Salazar?
Exactly. Since 2010, professional golfers Brooke Henderson and Matt Fitzpatrick. Since 2010, Skechers has been a regular Super Bowl advertiser with spots featuring Kim Kardashian, Willie Nelson, and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg will, I mean, he
will endorse genocide if they pay the price.
He is an endorser. Oh, hold on, Ed. March 19th, Skechers launched a print. Oh, no. Print and digital comparative advertising campaign titled Just Blew It to highlight the Zion Williamson failed incident with rival Nike. I didn't know about that. I like that.
Well, I don't. You knew about his shoe.
I knew about that right? part. Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know they counter programmed it, though, with the Just Blew It campaign. Look, I'm Team Skechers. I'm due for some new golf shoes. I'm probably going to get some Skechers. We've talked about this many times on this show. I need a wide shoe because I got a wide foot that's pretty much flat. So I got to go with New Balance, but I just found some new running shoes that are Brooks, and those happen to be wide enough. So if Skechers has a wide version, Brian's going to get some Skechers golf shoes. Mark my words.
Jeez. Yeah. Arizona State,
yep.
Owner of a 3-9 record last year, yeah. And the preseason predicted 10th place Pac-12 yeah. team, has self-imposed a bowl ban for the 23 season. Yeah. They broke a bunch of rules under Herm Edwards and texted about it.
Now,
hey, we're breaking this rule.
Yeah, Herm Edwards.
Don't worry about the fact that we're a public institution and the FOIA Act means people can read our texts.
I didn't realize Herm Edwards wasn't the coach anymore. I knew he shouldn't be the coach anymore, but I do like when he first became the coach.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a God fearing man myself. Devil.
He didn't know that the team was called the Sun Devil.
It was like the Daily Devil asked him a question. Like, Devil. Devil?
Somebody from
I'm a God-fearing man.
Student newspaper asked him a question. I will say this. Now, Arizona State is one of these schools that is, they chronically underachieve. It's a place.
Like their gear, usually.
They have the best fucking uniforms. They have great uniforms. They're a school that you don't have to be smart to go to.
There's lots of attractive people.
There's plenty of poon on campus, and there's fucking bars, and it's raging, and it's fucking close to stuff. It gets a little hot, but other than that,
now they're part of the Pac-4.
Yes, like how Arizona State should be a fucking perennial contender based on all of the things we just said.
Yeah, they can't even find a real conference anymore.
Right, it's bullshit.
Cowboys Trayvon Diggs has learned Twitter likes are public. He liked a tweet where a woman is wearing a strap on with the caption "like equals you'd suck it." Buddy.
What? Hold on. Cause it's a, I mean, who, I mean, she's wearing a strap on. So who would like that? Because assuming that's what you're into, if you're into a woman, and look, I don't begrudge anybody's predilections here.
No,
you know,
but
yeah,
but you're a public figure. You should know.
That's real stupid. Yeah, that's real stupid.
It's very dumb.
Liking stuff. But what I'm just trying to do the math on the why you would like that, because isn't, I assume if she's strapping it on, that's to go, that's not going to go. To go in,
yeah, but right, but that's the thing.
Oh, yeah,
who's gaining satisfaction?
No one
from
no
sucking no a rubber easy object.
Jeez, Ed, yeah, no, I agree. It's just not only should he, even if he liked it, he shouldn't have liked it, but also, why would he like it? It's very confusing.
He outed himself as being dumb,
as. Trayvon Diggs, very stupid. I think he had the most
interceptions, and so like he got all these accolades, and then it also came out that he gave up the most receiving yards of any cornerback in the league.
Oh.
So like he gambles, but he also loses. Like gives up tons of shit.
Yeah, he gambles with his likes too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Well, stay with the Cowboys. After the Cowboys, Sam Williams was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and all unlawful carrying of a weapon, and he was going 71 and a 45. Jerry Jones declared the defensive end is maturing since he was caught driving 35 miles per hour slower than last year.
I love Jerry.
Going a hundo.
See, he's getting better. They don't give a fuck. Remember we talked about Kellen Winslow Jr. last year. These guys just don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Remember when they wouldn't draft that one guy? Where'd he go to school?
Oh, for smoking weed?
Yeah, Randy something.
Oh, Randy Starks?
Randy Starks. They wouldn't draft
Randy Starks. Randy Nebraska.
No, I count on you for this stuff.
Shit.
They wouldn't draft him because he smoked weed. I remember the other one, Laramie Tunstall.
Yeah, but he had the gas mask. He went all in on
that.
That
was great.
That was a great video.
That was like extra funny. And then it was, oh, no, we can't. It's too bad for our look. Meanwhile, they got guys, you know, fucking portions of sex dolls on the bus. Like, get the fuck out of here. These guys are fucking fugazis, all of them.
Randy Gregory.
Gregory, that's right. First name hoarder. I should have known that.
He's a pothead is one of the flashback things.
I believe, in deference to Jerry Jones and the other owners, I believe Randy Gregory has, in fact, had many problems since coming into the league.
I think he has mental issues, weed is not one of them.
Exactly. That probably helps.
Kevin Hart tried to enter the sports world. He tried to run a race against former NFL running back Stephen Ridley. Yeah. He tore his lower abdomen and adductor and is now in a wheelchair.
That's really bad.
That's where like your joints come together, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's like your lower, like the side of your abs that like kind of like holds like everything that holds your guts in. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, it was like the socket down by the socket.
That's so bad. Now, Kevin Hart,
and he does steroids. He's like in great shape.
He's very jacked. He can bench 225. But again, Kevin Hart is like 5'1". Yeah. So he's always having to prove stuff. You know, he's like, I'm funny. Look at how funny I am. I'm a movie star. Like, look at that. Yeah. Very successful.
He seems nice, but he's also way too much for my...
Way too much. I'll be honest. I'm going to be very honest. I don't think I've ever seen Kevin Hart in anything. I don't... I mean, maybe before he was like famous.
Jumanji.
Oh, yeah. Movie, yeah. Oh, those are very... Oh, yeah. He did those with The Rock. Dwayne.
Yeah.
Those are very popular.
For a kid's movie. Yeah. I saw it with my son.
Yeah, that's nice. So, but he's always like, I mean, he's not going to beat a running back in a race. And also, like, you can run a sprint and not tear your whole guts open. Yeah, like, how does that happen? Doing? Yeah, that's like, did he fall? No, he just ran too hard because he's really he. What happens is he's like, okay, we're gonna do the 40, and he goes, I'm not gonna win because this guy played in the NFL, but maybe at the end of the race, I'll have run so fast that I'll be 5'2.5" at the end, you know, and it's just like I've got. Oh, somebody hurry, somebody measure me. No, still 5'1". Like that's you're running against that, which is, you know, that mostly is to his benefit. That's why he's so successful. Good for him. Okay. Let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring.
So good.
And worthless. But he's got nothing this guy Brad. Else to do.
My buddy Brad in Florida is fucking...
So good.
He's a genius.
So good.
Let's do a couple voicemails here.
Brian and Ed.
Yep.
Hey, it's Drew in Houston. It's been a while.
Yep.
Want to give everybody a little
expert, right?
Update of what's up.
He did. He was giving us, he was updating us on golf. He also on the Stereo After Show, he accompanied his daughter's graduating class on a senior trip to the Bahamas where one of the kids on the water polo team sexed one of the moms, and it was just widely understood that happened. So maybe he's got some kind of update on that. Wild shit happening in Houston.
What's going on down here? I feel like I am about team 6 months ago on the podcast because I decided to, I actually go back to work. Sorry, I might be a little out of breath. I'm on my Brian Beckner hot girl walk.
Oh yeah, you're fucking
this morning at 6 a.m.
Oh good.
Feels like 103 degrees.
You're doing a little
real
low.
Feel? Real temp 82.
Yeah, real feel.
We do feel like
down real here. Feel. Who sent us? Oh, the boxing guy.
It was our buddy.
Yeah, he sent us the real feel, and. Or not the real feel. It was like 100 and something it was like 105, no real feel, which makes it like 115 with that real feel, with that humidity.
I'm looking at the message.
Yeah.
Cheap Seats Box, Angelo, right?
Angelo. Yep. Buddy of ours. I played some golf yesterday in a place called Yorba Linda, California, which is just as hot as it sounds. And at the end, I think I might have had a heat stroke, Ed. I was fucking dying, and I drank so much water, and I couldn't like quench the thirst for the whole rest of the day. My playing partner did not urinate until 4 p.m. All day. He went the entire day.
I've had those hot days, and you're like, wait a second, I haven't urinated?
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. It's hot out there, guys. Drink your water.
And in Houston. Anyway, I wanted to put this out there to everybody in case something happens to me.
Uh-oh.
We may know why it happened.
What?
I got hired.
Oh, my God.
By a group of Mexicans.
Oh.
Yeah. Can we say Mexican?
Well, that's no, that's if that's, that's their nationality, of course you can say that.
Unless you think it's an insult, why wouldn't you be able to say it?
You can say that if that's where they're from.
Is there something you want to tell us?
I don't know if we do we want to play the rest of this? This is terrifying.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're about to hear something that could be like Sicario. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I think we can because these guys are from Monterrey.
Oh yeah.
And they are paying me to be their gringo.
Yes.
And
wait, is Drew in Houston admitting to money laundering right now?
He sure sounds like it.
It sounds like that's what he's saying. This could be the greatest thing that's ever happened on this show.
I'm not saying it's an Ozark situation, but I'm also not saying it's an Ozark situation. So they just needed somebody who was familiar with the customs and who's able to communicate to the white people. I'm kind of uncomfortable saying this, but
yes,
as much as they're paying me, well, I'll be your gringo.
This is common though when you're doing business in another country. That where you don't commonly do business, you need a local to help you operate in that country. So I think you're okay here, Drew.
I'm not saying that there's anything illegal going on. So anyway, if you hear a story, maybe it was me. I don't know.
We'll just have to
wait and see. In the meantime,
this is also too cryptic, by the way. Like, you either come on here and tell us that you're money laundering or don't, because now we don't know. We know less than when we started.
I'm going to try to catch up with the Baller Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Good to be back.
Good
the hot girl walk
back.
Seems to be doing pretty well. So yeah. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
Okay. Oh, wait. He's followed up. Well, look, Drew. You talked for a lot in that last one. And you didn't say anything really, other than you're hanging out with Isai Morales apparently, but
blood in, blood out.
Yeah, I need more information.
Hey guys, it's Drew again. Okay. Sorry.
What if he says don't play that one that we just played? Too late.
That I live in a neighborhood that is relatively affluent for Houston standards, but. What we have here is an epidemic of Ozempic users, men and women.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, this shit works.
Yeah.
I'm watching people look like deflated balloons. It's like anorexia.
Yeah.
In a fit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure
I heard somebody I know is working very well for them.
Oh, really? Someone told you firsthand?
Somebody that's very close to me is close to them.
Oh.
So.
But here's something that I'm not an Ozempic user, but but here's something I heard about it that they don't talk about, side effects.
The whiplash?
Oh, no. Is there whiplash? Oh, you mean after you get off
it? The boomerang. Boomerang.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're on the Ozempic, you're not hungry. But it's kind of like when somebody's like a heavy alcoholic or they smoke a lot of weed.
Right.
And they stop cold turkey. All of a sudden they'll be like, I'm having these fucking crazy dreams and like everything's fucking, I'm so wild. I'm dreaming all this all night long. It's because you were so impaired all these years before that you had no dreams and your brain saves them up. Your brain's got to get them out eventually. So they all flood out all at once. Similarly, it's my understanding that when you're on this Ozempic, you're not that hungry. But then you go off the Ozempic and your hunger is at a level you are ravenous to the extent that you have never felt in your life. And you just can't quench, you can't satiate the hunger. So you're just fucking eating, you're eating much more than you ate before. So that's something to worry about. Here's the thing I don't like. Apparently, it also slows the process of digestion.
Oh.
Right. And elimination. So while you're losing weight, you're also carrying some weight inside of you.
Don't forget what happened to Elvis.
That's right. That's right. Impacted.
He had the equivalent of a third grader inside of him.
40 pounds in there, something like that.
Yep.
So they're losing 100% muscle mass, but holy crap, if you don't know anybody that's on this stuff, it is wild.
Yeah.
Guys I know, are eating 2 ounces of tuna a day.
No.
And like a third of an avocado,
You can't get jacked. How are you going to get jacked? You're going to be skinny fat if you're eating 2 ounces of protein in a day. No, fuck this. Guys, get in the gym and stop drinking so much beer. Go ride your bike like Ed Daly. Ed Daly's out here riding 50 miles and you assholes are taking a pill. Fuck out of here.
If only I could just not drink beer, that would be the best.
I know. I know. I'm with you.
But anyway, it is. The rebound on this stuff is going to be hilarious. It's going to be funny. It's unreal. So anyway, I don't know if you guys have discussed this shit or in the past or what, but it's crazy. Talk to you later.
Oh, interested in people's Ozempic journeys. Wegovy. Also, here's another one.
How is that? Is that like a competitor?
I think there's a couple that are like basically the same thing.
Followers, Katie Shady here, trying to get team current. First of all, I don't go to the casinos. I am not a gambler.
Of course.
I am not into a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
Or people who are kind of pathetic that are gambling all night in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, so you're saying we can't go to the casino that Michael Fay works at where there happens to be a Margaritaville? Because
we want to know his story.
Yeah, and also I might like a blended blue margarita. And maybe some type of a Bloomin' Onion type appetizer with some dip, you know? Is that I'm not on Wegovy or Ozempic. So that's something I could do, and also I'd like to talk to Michael Fay.
So I don't know anything about Michael Fay there.
Jeez.
But Michael Fay is working in Cincinnati, and Otto Warmbier is from Cincinnati, and I actually know his parents, and that was a very sad story.
Oh, it was.
I don't have very strong opinions on it. The
UVA guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, about Wicked. So all musicals suck.
She's all over the place. Okay, let's hold on. She doesn't know Michael Fay. Is that correct? But she does.
She doesn't want to know him.
She doesn't want to know him.
She knows Otto's parents.
Otto Warmbier. Now, we didn't say anything. I mean, that was a tragic story. The North Koreans murdered him.
The only thing I may have said is...
Stole that poster.
Why go there?
Yeah. I mean, it would be kind of cool to check out.
I don't know. I'd rather just rely on the Seth Rogen movie.
That's a very good movie. Also...
They hate us because they ain't us.
It's such a good movie. Also, how cool would it be to have, you know, I like eclectic. We have a gallery wall downstairs of just like,
having North Korean propaganda.
Could you imagine if you had a fucking North Korean? I mean, that's better than American Beauty where the guy has the Nazi plate. So you got a North Korean propaganda poster in your living room? It's kind of, look, you don't expect to be brain damaged over it.
No.
But you're kind of rolling the dice because what's his name? Un shot his own uncle with an aircraft ordnance.
Hey, he fell asleep during a meeting, right?
Yeah. He shot him with a fucking missile.
I'm not saying I condone that, but at the same time, if you've got an erratic little leader, probably you want to stay awake.
It's true. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and she, he tests people. He does like the telephone game with people, and he'll tell somebody something that's not true just to see if it gets around. Yes, and then he knows
find a leak.
Yeah. Because look, he gets bored.
What else is he going to do? He can only watch so many YouTube videos of Dennis Rodman and the 96 Bulls.
That's right. It's exactly right. And he can only butcher so many giant bunnies given to him as a gift by the King of Spain. Like, runs out of stuff to do. But R.I.P. Otto Warmbier. That is very sad.
Musicals are stupid, but the book Wicked.
Oh, I forgot. Now she's on to, because we talked about
Wicked.
We talked about Wicked, one of your favorite musicals that you attended with. Oh, no, you went to the ABBA one.
I went to the ABBA one, but I was saying, who needs more Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, no one. But so Katie Shady is going to update us on something about Wicked, which is exciting.
It is awesome. It's an origin story of the Wicked Witch of the West and the Good Witch.
Pass.
The Good Witch of the East.
Pass.
Pass. Hard pass.
Out. What are you talking about?
You're most out I can be.
This is like you're telling us to not only get more Wizard of Oz in our lives, but you want us to read it?
We need backstory?
You know how hard it is to read? Like, you really have to commit to reading something. So it's going to be look, I don't want anybody's origin story, but the Glenda, the Good Witch, and the other one, the green one, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'd take? I'd take a behind the
scenes. Pop Guild?
Yes, I'd take a behind the scenes on them and all the fucking they were doing.
Those little drunken parties when they're all grabby and then the one hung himself in the background of the scene.
Yes, that's a great scene. They're spit roasting each other at the hotel, waiting for their call time. Amazing.
And it is excellent. And the author who wrote that also wrote other stories in that genre, like Diary of a Wicked Stepsister, about stepsister's point of view from Cinderella.
What is this?
Anyway, they were awesome books.
What?
Just totally very good.
I mean, she's putting us on right here, right? She's like, because she knows this is not. We're not going to be interested in what she's talking about right now, right?
Just the whole genre. This is not working.
No, not at all. Like, I don't like the, by the way, if you're not into this Wizard of Oz origin story, there's a great one about Cinderella's stepsister. What the fuck is going on here?
Great read. You should definitely read them because I think you would enjoy them. They're just really good.
Also, origin stories.
Yeah.
That's like it's the same as the show Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
I don't need the origin story of a sitcom that I never watched and will never watch.
I am excited though to see what becomes of Young Sheldon later in life. Not the character Young Sheldon, but the actual kid who was like some.
You think he's going to go the route of the it was the Dennis the Menace.
Yeah. He's going to
He's going to Adam Rich himself.
Yeah, he might get alfalfa'd at some bar in Van Nuys. You know, like it could go badly for him.
All musicals suck. That's just
fair.
Musicals suck. They give people anxiety because nobody should be singing their day as if they're talking about it. And they're just stupid. Anyway,
fair.
Ta-ta.
Love you, Katie Shady. She's the best. Okay, quick email. This is the subject. Mahomes dogs. So remember we discussed last week how Patrick Mahomes should be shamed for all the pain he is bringing on the world. And people are wary to disparage him because he's a very good football player. And he's got a weird voice and he seems very nice. But then his brother is grabbing ass and getting charged for it and also doing TikTok dances. His wife is fucking awful and could possibly be a swinger and holds dolphins for pictures. And then last week we learned that his children are named Bronze and Platinum. And that was, you know, every week it seems like there's something more. So this emailer says, Mahomes dogs. Their dogs are named Silver and Steel. I know Ed was joking when he said they have a thing with metals, but they clearly have a thing with metals. Love you guys. That's from our friend Chris Espino.
Thank you, Chris.
Silver and Steel, Ed? They're going to have – when's Adamantium coming?
Wait, what's the daughter's name? Sterling?
Maybe. One's called Bronze. Yeah, Bronze and Sterling. Yeah, Bronze and Sterling.
So Sterling, Silver.
Yeah.
Clearly, Bronze. They're going to get confused and call the daughter one of the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've stayed in the same color with the dog and daughter.
Yeah. No, look. And let me self-report here. My name's Brian and my daughter's name's Ryan. She's been on the show. And look, I didn't choose that. I wouldn't have us have rhyming names. It's actually been a great problem for me throughout my life.
Problem.
But Bronze and Silver and Sterling and Steel, get the fuck out of here.
You know, it was a great problem for me growing up.
Tell me.
Before I hit puberty, I'd answer the phone and people thought I was my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then when I was in like seventh grade, my balls hadn't dropped yet. I was like, hello, like tried to go like deep because it was a real bummer when they're like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not as much of a bummer as the other incident you had with your sister and that guy that was on your football team. Mm-hmm. That was an issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. Ed, what is happening in the world of things that are not invincible?
A brawl at a Florida chicken wing restaurant triggered after a woman intentionally clogged the toilet. And a Florida chicken wing restaurant, that toilet being clogged must have been something else.
I mean, look, it's a bad thing to do to clog a toilet. Obviously, and if you're doing it intentionally, you're a horrible person. Look, if this is something
I've had to clean bathrooms in my life.
Oh yeah, yeah.
At a college bar, no less.
Oh yeah, Ed.
Some tough times. But if somebody intentionally clogged it, that would be just next level bad.
In Florida, at a chicken wing place, and then everybody's scrapping. The incident began around 9 p.m. Saturday at Papa B's in Longwood, a suburb of Orlando. Now, look, Orlando's the worst city in America, and everybody knows that. Imagine
Everything's Disney.
Imagine suburban Orlando. I mean, just the pure despair.
I assume everybody works for Disney in some capacity.
Yeah, existing in a place that just serves at Disney's behest. Hold on. It's not as bad as we thought. A supervisor told authorities the women stuffed a restroom toilet with wads of toilet paper. The women were blamed because they were the only customers inside the restaurant. So this is an act of intentional.
Yes.
Yeah. The restaurant supervisor then told the women they needed to leave since it was almost closing time. The supervisor then found out the toilet was clogged, and again, the group of women became irate and began yelling. Well, what pissed them off in the first place? When they were told to leave, one of the women punched a supervisor in the face. Wow. That escalated. And the other women joined, kicking, punching, pulling hair, and throwing things. Now, I would say this is something that typically happens in a Waffle House, but Orlando is so boring and dull that they don't even have a Waffle House. They've had to do this in a chicken wing, Papa B's chicken wing place.
Yeah. somebody heard It's a Small World after all one too many times. Yep. Exactly. And they've just gone over the edge.
Yes. Well, let's, hopefully they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Like that episode of Curb where Sherry O'Terry was the nanny and she heard the Looney Tunes song one too many times and she snapped and tried to push Susie out of a window. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Same thing.
Just like that.
Yeah.
51-year-old Indiana man was arrested for driving a Power Wheels Jeep while impaired.
Well, again, now...
You can't pick up that highest speed on that.
No, that's not illegal.
I think he's being responsible.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this is...
They go like 5 miles an hour, those things.
I've talked about on the show before, someone who will go nameless that I know, that once got a DUI on a bike, and when the cop pulled him over on his beach cruiser, the cop said, "Have you had anything to eat today?" And he responded, "I had something with cheese." And he went to jail. Now, he should not have gone to jail for being drunk on a bike. Similarly, this 51-year-old Indiana man, he was doing the right thing. He had a safe route home on a Power Wheels Jeep. Now, was he Kevin Hart size? Because
how can you fit in one of those things?
Even a small child, it's tough to fit in a Power Wheels.
Legs.
Yeah. Indiana, man.
You're just going like 5 miles an hour.
John.
I love this guy. He looks pretty drunk in the picture.
Yeah, he does. His eyes are closed.
It's not a good sign when you're on your feet and you can't keep your eyes open.
Yeah, the neck of his shirt's all stretched out. This is 2 weeks in a row where we've done a story on someone with an exceptionally long neck.
Yeah.
The trooper made the stop after seeing someone drive a Power Wheels Jeep with no lights or reflectors, remarking that he was difficult to see. Look, fuck this cop. This cop's a fucking piece of shit. He just wanted to spend the rest of his shift doing paperwork, maybe get some overtime that night and ruin this guy, John McKee of Vincennes, Indiana, ruin his good day.
If I could fit into one of those, getting drunk and driving a Power Wheels Jeep sounds like a great night.
Especially in Hoboken, going bar to bar.
Oh, fucking tremendous.
Vinny, watch my Jeep, would you? Go inside, have a Miller High Life. I mean, fantastic.
Jeez, sounds like a great night.
That sounds awesome. Let this man live.
Right.
You know, was he hurting anyone? No. Mattel's Power Wheels Jeeps are battery-powered, ride-on vehicles made for children. An owner's manual for one lists a weight capacity. Whoa, I just dropped my pencil. Of 130 pounds and warns never to use the toy at night or in any roadway where cars may be operating. I mean, just leave this guy alone. Case dismissed.
Throw that out of court.
Absolutely.
Hot air balloon landed on a Vermont highway after it stalled in flight.
So the wind died. That's the stall. The wind is, there's wind. And then there's no wind, and then it just falls to the fucking earth. Look, we're arresting guys for driving Power Wheels Jeeps, but some fucking Vietnam vet with a fucking pill addiction is allowed to take newlyweds into the fucking sky in a parachute powered by fucking hot heat? Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, some gin-soaked vet who still has nightmares about Charlie and napalm.
He's looking for the man in the black pajamas while he's taking you around on a chocolate covered strawberry trip.
Just the worst.
How honestly, Ed?
what year is this? What? People are still just getting in balloons, like. Yes. Back to the Wizard of Oz. That's where the wizard, big con artist, that's how he got out of there.
That's right. He ballooned away.
He took
away.
Off on a hot air balloon.
That's right. This is one of these things where it just hasn't been reported enough that we've just let this occur, that there's this ballooning happening all over the place where it's a fucking getting in one of those things is basically a fucking death sentence. It should be illegal, and yet
almost
here they are.
Almost killed Dante Stallworth, I believe.
That's right.
who killed a man on the Miami.
Wasn't really his fault. Guy walked on the freeway.
It's like a 4-lane bridge.
Yeah.
And at like 4 a.m, some guy's crossing the 4-lane bridge.
Yes. And Dante Stoll, he wasn't speeding. He was on his way to the airport. He'd been drinking that night.
He self-reported.
Yes.
If he just drove to the airport, I think he probably would have been fine.
Would have gotten away with it. Look, no harm, no foul.
But
let him live.
He undoes all his goodwill by getting into a hot air balloon.
The only black man ever to ride in a hot air balloon, I would guess. Just if I had to guess. Yeah, I don't think there's a second one.
I think that's a pretty safe guess.
I mean, fucking stalled. Hey, what's going on? Why are we crashing to the earth? Oh, it's stalled. Oh, we'll fire it back up. Oh, it's powered by wind. Oh, okay. So what's going to happen? We might die. Dante Stallworth could be driving down the freeway. I don't know. Fuck out of here.
Pete the Peacock, adored by a Las Vegas neighborhood, was fatally shot by a bow and arrow.
Okay.
You talk about Orlando suburbs.
Oh, Vegas. Yeah. Yeah. It's so hot, though.
Like, for fun, you're just like, hey, yeah. what should we do? Let's shoot a peacock with a bow and arrow.
Well, I will say this. As I'm going to say that the writer of this headline is playing it fast and loose with the adored.
Yeah. Peacocks are kind of gross.
They're big. They take huge shits everywhere.
They're bold.
Yes. And they're bold and they're extremely loud. Hold on. Let's find a peacock sound on YouTube here because they are the noisiest birds and they're fucking always. And look, they're peafowl, right? Like there's a reason they're so beautiful. It's because they want to fuck so bad. And so they're out there with their plumage. That plumage is to get a peahen over to get railed. Yeah. And so that's why they got their plumage. And then they also have
peacock in it.
They also have this call. This is what they sound like, Ed.
You know what that sounds like? Peacocks are loud comers.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if that's true. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going to play the red button. Here we go.
Who's that loud comer?
Might be time to shut down the show. I don't think we're ever going to do anything funnier than that.
That was amazing.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Baller podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever you need. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.